maybe part of this interaction that we're having today is maybe revisit that idea of having industry take a look before the survey is done of where you're going for these particular stocks, because we do need to have a flounder survey. And on catchability, we see the survey, the scientists, we go to the assessments and catchability of one. In other words, you're going to, the factor of one, that you basically feel that the survey gear is catching 100% of the fish in its path, as an example. Then when you do something like a calibration where you do a side-by-side like the one you did where it's 2.3 to 1, if that's off by a magnitude of 1, let's say it's 4.6 to 1, those have tremendous impacts on the survey, because theoretically 2.3 to 1 might be your catchability of 1. You know, are we, have we calibrated down to a 50% catchability in the survey, or 40%? In the stock assessment? In other words, are we making that assumption that that cookie sweep, even though none of the fishermen believe the 2-to-1 ratio at all, if that cookie sweep is a 1, what are we doing with the rock hopper? Are we calling a 0.4, or are we calling that a 1? I mean, I think that these, I'm not a scientist, but I think that these things have tremendous impact. It might be weighing into some of the problems that we have in the assessment.